And again, if you want a properly anti-symmetrized wave function, you use a Slater determinant. So we look at the molecular orbitals, and we build a Slater determinant where we've got the lowest energy molecular orbital would spin up in this column, the lowest energy molecular orbital would spin down in this column, and we fill as many molecular orbitals as we're going to use like this, and change the coordinate R1, R2, R3 down the column. And this will give us a multi-electron wave function that is a good approximation to the true wave function of the molecule. So actually, that wasn't so hard, right? Because I just started with molecules, and about 10 minutes later, I have a good approximation to a multi-electron wave function of any molecule. You just have to solve those molecular orbital that molecular orbital problem. That problem you typically have to solve numerically, but it's not intractable. There's only one electron. So if you try to solve it numerically, you cut up space in the x direction, in the y direction, in the z direction, and you don't get this huge amount of little cubes that need to be calculated. You can do it numerically because there's only one electron, and there's only, say, a million little cubes that have to be calculated.